Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, April 13th. Students from Walkerton District Community School will be taking part in VE Day activities in Europe to start off the month of May. To mark the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, a group of 40 students and 4 staff members will be traveling to Europe for the festivities. History teacher Nathan Troyer says that it's special for the students to get involved in such a historically significant event.
The kids are getting really excited for this. Every time we bring it up, it's just smiles, and they always got questions. And you know, many of them on the trip, they've never even traveled outside the province.
Starting in Amsterdam, the group will also visit Vimy and Paris. Owen Sound Police is taking applications for its annual youth and policing program this summer. Community Service Officer Jason Cranny says Owen Sound Police has been involved in the province-wide program for a number of years, which has been very successful.
The program includes an opportunity for young people to actually come and work for the Owen Sound Police and kind of get like a kind of like an inside look as to what we do here at the Owen Sound Police Service.
The initiative is an 8-week program between July and August and is available for youth between the ages of 14 and 19. On to national news, Liberal leader Mark Carney has introduced a Canada Strong Pass, which he says will make it easier for families and young people to explore more of Canada this summer. According to media reports, Carney announced the initiative on Saturday, saying that with U.S. President Donald Trump threatening our economy and sovereignty, Canadians are uniting to find ways to discover and celebrate our country. The Canada Strong Pass will let kids and teens under 18 get into national galleries and museums for free and ride via rail at no cost when they're traveling with their parent. The pass will be available from June to August, with discounted access and fares also offered to young Canadians age 18 to 24. Meanwhile, a number of prominent business leaders formally threw their support behind Pierre Poilievre in the upcoming federal election on Saturday. According to media reports, the group of more than 30 current and past executives included Fairfax Financial CEO, former RBC Capital Markets CEO, and former Scotiabank CEO. They published an open letter in several Canadian newspapers on Saturday, saying Poilievre's plans are best to get the country's economy back on track. And U.S. President Donald Trump's former trade representative says Canada will benefit from the United States' current attempt to overhaul trade around the world. According to media reports, Bob Lighthizer also claimed the relationship between the two countries is not fraught despite the trade tensions while at the Canada Strong and Free Network Conference in Ottawa on Friday. He was the architect of Trump's trade policy during his first term in office, which led to the United States negotiating for the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement. He also insists tariffs are needed to address trade deficits with other countries. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto beat Montreal 1-0. In Major League Baseball, the Jays fell to Baltimore 5-4. And in the Masters, List of Wolves' Corey Connors will start off today in third as Ireland's Rory McIlroy sits atop the leaderboard. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.